Hello and welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks for being here. We have a lot to discuss today, all involving pop culture. It's going to be a big pop culture episode.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, but first, before we dive into all of it, do you have anything to update the pod on?
Nothing too crazy. Not me so annoying updating you every week that I run an extra mile on my long runs.
No, I was just gonna say I'm amazed by you.
Oh, thank you. I ran 10 miles today.
That's insane. I can't even fathom. Do you run walk or do you like
I run the whole time. I keep around the same pace the whole time.
I'm intrigued.
I'm not like a crazy fast runner. I run between like 10 and a half to 11 and a half minute mile, just depending on like how my body's doing. Sometimes I'll push a little a mile and then I'll like pull back a little, but like that's pretty much where I sit. Average. And so yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like I've probably said this, but like I have never been a runner. Like it's not ever been, you know, my thing. I've always actually hated running. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Running is like not enjoyable. However, now that I've gotten past, like once I got past 7 miles, I was like, okay, interesting. Like, why did I kind of enjoy that? But I was like, no, it's just a fluke. Like it was good weather. It was blah, blah, blah. And then it was like 8 miles. I was like, okay. And then it was like 9 miles. I was like, okay, this is good. And then today, 10 miles is like the best I've ever felt running ever.
Really?
I'm like, how? How is that possible? Like, how is it possible for me to be running 10 miles and feeling incredible? Like, I literally felt so good.
I am not the person to ask.
I don't know the science behind it, but I do understand this kind of runner's high idea now. And honestly, like, I'm pretty amazed at myself because so I never questions. Thought I could do it. Yeah.
Okay, so Haley's training for a half marathon.
Yeah.
If you didn't know. Do you have, like, a time, like, a goal, like, a time goal?
I like
you're going towards.
Yeah, Vince and I were talking about this because Vince is very like, which I am too, but he's like very goal oriented. And so he's like, you know, what are you thinking like time wise? I was like, I just want to finish it. But now that I've made like so much progress, like progress I wasn't expecting to make while training, I think I would just like to stay like 2.5 hours and under.
Okay.
Which is going to be a push for me. Like I think that means I'd have to run like like an 11 minute basically pace. No, I think like 10 minutes and 50 second pace.
Oh wow.
So it is, it would be a little bit of a push for me, but Vince is like, when you're there and you have like the race day high, he's like, you're gonna be running quicker.
I feel like you only get the race day high though for the first like 2 miles.
I know, right?
And then it will burn off.
I know, literally. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. But I mean, obviously, like my goal is just to finish it. I'd really like to run the whole thing and finish it. But yeah, like if I could set a goal, like a time goal, like I think 2.5 hours would be like a good goal.
Okay.
But I don't know. I just don't really want to feel bad about myself if I don't hit that goal, because I just think doing it when I like could barely run a mile, you know, like a few months ago. I just think like finishing it is a good enough goal for me, you know?
Yeah. No, but, for sure.
Yeah.
And then my second question is, after your half marathon is over, are you going to continue to be a runner?
I've been asked this 3 times today. I'm not sure even kidding you. Like my sister, Vince, and my friend Rachel, like they're all like, so like, you're going to keep running after this?
Well, and Rachel is a runner. Yeah. She likes to run. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a runner. And you know, I think it would be like good for me to continue running after. Like, I do feel like honestly, like really like mentally good and just like obviously physically good. The problem is I do not like to run anything less than 5 miles. Like it's brutal for me. I don't know why, but like the shorter runs, not fun for me. I think it's just like you right as you're like getting up into the higher mileage, your body like, you kind of get out of your head and you like, you're just not really thinking about it, but it's like on the shorter runs, you're just thinking it's going to be so easy and then it's not, kind of a thing. And so I'm like, but I just don't really know. Like to be honest, I've like lost a lot of my butt since starting to run.
Haven't noticed.
And I miss it. Like, I need to get it back. So I'm like, I don't know. Like, I see hybrid athletes and they look really good, but like none of them have like a fat ass. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I kind of want a fat ass. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I just feel like the only way for me to really get that is to like go back to heavy lifting. But I also am like, oh, it'd be kind of sad if I've made so much progress running just to like have that. You know what I mean? Like to just stop. So I think I'm going to try to continue after, but just obviously not to the level I am now. Mm-hmm. So like this week I ran 19 miles. Like who am I?
Crazy.
Who actually am I? Actually, wait, no more than that. I ran 20 because I was supposed to run like a 3 mile and I kind of didn't do that. So I ran 20 this week. And I'm like, who am I?
Who are you?
I don't know. But anyway.
Well, I guess time will tell.
Time will tell. Yeah, we'll see.
Proud of you, though.
Thank you. I'm really proud of myself.
It's incredible to me that you can do that.
Thank you. I'm not going to lie. Like, I get kind of sentimental on my runs and I'm like, I just wish, like, this sounds so stupid, but I'm like, I just wish like all moms could experience what I feel right now. I think it's just like a very freeing feeling. And like, you just feel super proud of yourself and you just feel like so accomplished and you're just like doing something just for you. Like, but something that's like really helping you in like so many aspects. So anyway, kind of crazy, but yeah, aside from that, like I don't really have any weekly updates, except also my mom is coming into town tomorrow. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, nice.
She's going to just be in town for a couple days, but good. Yeah, she just was like, I miss your kids. Can I come? I'm like, yeah, come.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's going to be in town just for a few days. So my mom and I just like both have the love language of shopping. So we just will shop for like 3 days.
Nice.
So it'll be fun. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. What about you? I'm sorry. Oh, talked for so long.
Sorry, it's fine. It's great. nothing like too great to report on. We did family pictures yesterday.
Yeah,
like I said last week, my fall bucket list: family pictures.
Got to check on that one.
Yes, we went up to Tibble Fork and did our family pics, and it was fun and great. Probably within the first 5 minutes I had blood all over my dress because Ivy has this scab on her knee that like will not heal, and so anyway, she like fell out of the car when we like first got there, reopening her scab, and anyway, blood all over my dress. I was like,
your white dress.
My poor photographer. I was like, gonna have to edit out all the blood. Only me. Only
oh
me.
Oh my gosh.
That happened too. But other than that, yeah, it was good. And I think my kids did better this year in family photos than they did last year.
Oh, good.
So
you never know how that's going to go.
Oh my gosh. You never know. But
well, that's good.
Other than that, nothing to report on.
Yeah.
Seriously. So yeah. Well, did we get into pop culture then? Like, is that it?
Yeah, that's it for me. We can jump on in. As you all know, it has been a busy, busy week.
It has been a busy week. I have not watched this much TV in a very long time.
Is your brain a little mushy?
Yesterday it was mush.
Yeah, mine was too.
I've got to say, I was like, okay, I need a real break from the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, I'm just gonna say, like, we binged.
Oh yeah, we did
some TV
homework
for you guys. Like, I mean, it was a lot of TV because yesterday, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives came out, and I mean, we really wanted to like talk about it, right? So we knew we were recording tonight. So we binged that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had The Bachelorette this week. Mm-hmm. I think Chelsea watched Selling Sunset. Mm-hmm. And I listened to some podcasts. Yep. I'm like, okay.
Yep. All the things.
My screen time's so high this week.
All the things. Call us chicks in the office. We are up to date. Like,
oh my gosh. Literally call us chicks in the office. would love.
Well, where do you want to start? Like, what?
Maybe we'll start with like some smaller things. Okay. The only real like small thing I have this week is just that Love is Blind announced their new season release date, which it's coming up. It's October 2nd.
Oh, that is coming up.
So I'm like less than a month away.
I feel like Netflix drops dates like
so close
not
to
far in advance.
Or, no, yes.
What am I trying to say? Yeah, they're very close to
their release date. Yes. Yeah, to their premiere date. Yeah.
So that's how it was with Selling Sunset. I was like, I had no idea.
Me either.
Season 8 of Selling Sunset was coming out and it was like 1 week later.
Yeah. So yeah, honestly.
Well, I'm excited. I love Love is Blind, obviously.
So do I. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't watch UK though. Did you watch the season of UK that everyone was watching?
I started watching it and I just couldn't really get into it, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure it is good and interesting. I just like honestly have had like I read a lot, as you all know. And so like when I do watch TV shows, like they really have to like captivate me now, which is crazy because I used to only watch TV. But yeah, so I just like haven't really had the, I have not prioritized it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm really excited for that. I think it'll be good. I mean, last season was good. It was also annoying. So
last season was very good.
It was good. Yeah.
Wait, did you see that? What was his name? Izzy. Right?
Oh yeah.
He's
on
Perfect Match. Okay. Yeah. Izzy.
Yeah.
And Stacy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see that Stacy just like came out that she like has a girlfriend now?
Oh wait, no.
Yeah, like she's like in a relationship with a woman now. And I
interesting.
Guess
I did not see that.
Yeah, I was listening to probably a TikTok, but it was talking about how like she has a girlfriend now and people are like, oh, like that's what always happens, like girls just always turn to girls after big breakups like that and things. And she was like, well actually she's like in the season of Love is Blind, she's like, I did open up about like my sexuality,
that she's bisexual,
and she's like, but I think they didn't air it or something.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, she has a girlfriend now, so I'm happy for her.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy for her too.
That's got to be a way better life than being with Izzy, honestly.
Yeah,
he just like
honestly.
What did he just cheat on his like new girlfriend who got out of the show?
That's what I thought you were going to talk about. Yeah, allegedly. I mean, he's denying it, but allegedly, yeah, he cheated on his new girlfriend, which I mean, that man got just so plastered like on the Perfect Match all the time that I'm like, yeah, Izzy, you probably don't even know what you do.
You don't even know. Anyway, that was a little
sideboard. Yeah, that's interesting. She's so beautiful. I'm looking at her Instagram right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good for her. Happy for her.
Okay, what next?
Yeah, do you want to talk about Dancing with the Stars?
Let's do it. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, Dancing with the Stars came out with their cast list.
Yes.
And yeah, let's just go ahead and read down it.
Okay.
Shall we?
Great.
Talk about all the people that are going to be on this season. First of all, I was surprised by how many people I knew this season.
Oh, yeah.
I usually Dancing with the Stars comes out with their cast list and I'm like, I don't know, like, half of them.
Yeah. Who are you, old people?
But I actually knew most of them.
Okay.
This season. So I'm excited.
Yeah. That makes it more fun.
Yeah. You said you were not very excited about this season.
Yeah. I'm excited about a couple people for sure.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I'll tell you which ones I'm excited for.
Okay. Well, first up we have Phaedra Parks and Val.
Yeah.
And I love Phaedra Parks.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's from The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And then she was also on Married to Medicine or something. I have not watched that.
Was she on the more recent seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta? Or is she an OG?
She wasn't, but she's coming back, I think.
So is she an OG?
I don't know if she's like OG.
Because
OG,
I only watched like the first season of it and I'm like, I don't remember her.
Yeah, I don't know that she's like OG.
Okay.
OG.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm not like a big Atlanta watcher.
Okay.
Of Real Housewives. Uh-huh. I have watched a few seasons, but okay. I'm not like,
yeah,
I don't know the ins and outs. So,
okay.
But I do like Phaedra Parks and I loved her on Traitors too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still need to watch that.
Yeah, you really need to watch Traitors. And they're coming out with season 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of Traitors. So that will be fun. But
yeah, so fun.
Anyway, yeah, she was on season 2 of Traitors. And yeah, and her, she's partnered with Val, which I feel like Val is like solid dancer. He's probably one of like my top two favorite male dancers on Dancing with the Stars. So
yeah,
that will be a really fun couple to watch. Do I think she's going to be like an amazing dancer?
Yeah, probably not.
But that will be fun.
Yeah.
Next we have Danny Amendola.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And he's partnered with Whitney Carson, which really fun, obviously, to see Whitney Carson
come back. Yeah. She's an incredible dancer.
Whitney Carson, I think Whitney Carson and Daniela are my two favorite
female dancers.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they're, in my opinion, the most talented.
Their choreography is the best.
Because when Whitney left, I was like, I'm so glad we have Daniela.
Yes, Daniela is so good.
Yeah, she's really incredible. Yeah. And I just think it's funny. They always pair them with like the freaking most massive men.
I know.
Especially so Daniela. She's literally a Polly Pocket.
I know.
Yeah.
So she's partnered with Danny Amendola. And I don't know anything about him.
He's a Super Bowl champion, right?
Yes, he's an NFL player, 2 Super Bowls in his career, whatever. I think he's had some like controversies about him. Like, I could be totally wrong about this, but I think he like cheated on his wife and like,
nice.
I don't know.
Always picking the cream of the crop, Dancing with the Stars is.
I know. I mean, I could be totally wrong about that. Don't quote me. But yeah, so I really didn't know much about him. If it's an athlete, like, I'm not going to know much about them.
Fair. Same.
And then we have Joey. Mm-hmm. How do you spell his last name?
Grazide.
Yeah. He's partnered with Jenna Johnson, which is gonna be a really, really fun.
Yeah, couple. That's probably the couple I'm most excited about, even though I don't think Joey's gonna be that good of a dancer. But
no, I think he's gonna be bad.
Yeah. But maybe he'll make some improvements. He'll stay on. I think he'll stay on like around to the halfway point of the show just because he has a lot of fans. And then when people realize that he actually can't dance and he's boring to watch and he just gets shit on by the judges, then maybe they'll stop voting for him.
Yeah, he'll get the vote.
But who knows? Maybe he'll surprise us. He is Italian, so maybe he'll, you know.
Maybe he's got some moves
in there. Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I love him with Jenna. Like, that's a really fun.
And I'm going to be so excited to see Kelsey in the audience. I just love her. I love to look at her. She's so fun to look at. So,
yeah,
it'd be good.
Okay, next one. I'm going to butcher her name. And, like, everyone's going to kill me because she has such a fan base.
Oh.
Is it?
Ilona.
Thank you. I was like, is it Ilona?
Yeah, Ilona, I think. Yeah.
How do you say her last name, too?
That I do not know. Mar.
I don't know. Anyway, she is the professional rugby player.
Yes, and I love her so much.
See, you love her? See, I know nothing about her, really. Like, I didn't watch rugby. Like, don't know.
So, she's just been, like, so... I mean, I don't watch rugby either. I don't watch any of that. But... she has just been like so amazing to watch just while the Olympics have been going on because she's just so like body positivity and also like just like female empowerment. Mm-hmm. And she's just like so down to earth. Like you can just tell it's just so like real and genuine. But anyway, I really, really like her. I think she's so cool. I'm so excited she's on Dancing with the Stars. I'm like really curious to see like how she does, because obviously the female dancers are supposed to be like ultra feminine in ballroom, right? And so it's like, and she is like, yeah, I am feminine, but she's a woman, but she's also like, you know what I mean? Like not your most like girly gal, right? So I'm like, it'll be really interesting to like watch her like really tap into that.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited too. And she's partnered with Alan, which is like, I think a solid partner.
Solid partner, yeah.
I like
Alan always dating his partners, so,
right? Like, yeah, whatever. next one is Chandler Kinney, and she's partnered with Brandon. And
that I know, have no idea who that is.
Well, apparently she's most well known for being on the new Pretty Little Liars.
Oh,
But I knew her from Zombies.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, what? Because I watch that show like every day with my children.
Really? Yeah, she's on Zombies, and I wouldn't have known anything about Zombies if it weren't for Milo.
Oh my gosh! Wait, watch her be so good. Actually,
no. Here's what I was gonna say. Thank the Lord, they're finally giving my boy Brandon someone who can dance.
Yeah,
Brandon
fair.
Deserves someone who has a freaking shot at going
yeah,
hard.
But don't you remember like one of his like inaugural seasons that like the judges kept telling him like your choreography sucks.
Yes, I do remember
and
that
so
season.
I just feel like unfortunately because of that like he's kind of gotten like I don't know I just feel like he kind of went down in the ranks of like who he got right but like I do feel like especially his last two seasons I just feel like have been so much better like so
yeah,
much
last
improvement
season was good with,
his choreography has been so much better.
What was her name?
I don't even remember.
She was like the Latin singer.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh,
what is her name? Wow, we suck at this. we are no chicks in the office. We need to get our shit together.
No chicks in the office.
Yeah, I'm really excited for him then because, yeah, she's going to be incredible. She's obviously has a dance background. I mean, obviously, what's his face? Milo.
Yeah,
was on Zombies.
Who got freaking robbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. He was Whitney's partner and got completely robbed. But he was like such an incredible dancer. So this will be fun. I'm excited for that. Okay. Great.
Yes. I'm very excited for them. So glad Brandon finally has like a good partner.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is probably the most controversial, which is Anna Delvey. Mm-hmm. And she's partnered with Ezra Sosa. And I have many thoughts about this, but I feel really bad about their decision to partner her with Ezra because it's his first season of being a pro on Dancing with the Stars. Uh-huh. And I'm like, why give him the criminal that no one's going to vote for? Like people are going to have strong feelings about her
being
on the season.
I feel like that's why they did it.
Why though? Why? Like,
yeah,
give him
have
a chance.
You have
give
to kind of prove
good.
Yourself, I feel like, on this show.
I just don't like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, hopefully, like, they'll get votes and she'll be able to stick around a little while just to give him a chance. But I do feel bad. Like, I just really hope that she doesn't get voted off, like, episode one. You know what I mean? Just for his sake, I feel bad. But, I mean, it's an interesting decision for them to put Anna Delvey on ankle monitor and all.
Yeah, and I mean, hey, could have been our gal Gypsy Rose, but she had to go get knocked up.
That's what I thought was going to happen. We in our freaking predictions episode that we never posted.
Yeah,
I predicted that Gypsy Rose would be on Dancing with the Stars, and I really think they would have tried to cast her if she had not gotten.
No, I think so too. I'm like not even joking when I say I think Anna Delvey replaced Gypsy Rose.
Yeah, like I totally could see that.
Yeah, because they always have to have their like controversial.
Yeah,
person,
like
whether it's like a political person or like whatever.
This is not like the criminal. First time they've had like a quote unquote like criminal on the show.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just like crazy though, because it's like, you know, the people that like fell victim to her fraudulent behavior. Like, it's kind of probably sad for them to see
for
her
sure.
being like glamorized and like going to be making money and like famous. You know what I mean? Like,
no, totally.
The world we live in is a little twisted.
Yeah.
But we will be tuning in regardless. So
yeah. And I like Ezra a lot.
Yeah.
So anyway, just
I don't know
sake.
Anything about him, but
yeah, he's so cute. He's their first gay male pro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I hope good things for him. I really want him to go far, and I wish they would have paired him with someone
that
was not a criminal. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him go far on his first season. Next we have Eric Roberts, and he's partnered with Britt. And
okay,
I didn't know anything about him, but he's Emma Roberts' dad.
Oh,
and Julia
no way.
Roberts' brother. So
okay. When I didn't even know those two were related.
Yeah. Julia Roberts is Emma Roberts' aunt, obviously.
Oh,
but yeah, this is her dad.
Interesting. And, okay, cool.
Yeah, and he's an actor, and I guess he's most known for like King of the Gypsies.
Okay.
And Runaway Train.
So things I've never watched.
Yeah.
Probably
exactly.
will never watch.
So okay. He's gonna be their, you know.
Yeah.
Token old actor.
Great.
They have to have on every season.
Yeah.
Next we have Brooks Nadir. I'm gonna say that wrong probably. Anyway, she's partnered with Gleb, and she's a supermodel, so she's super hot, and Gleb is obviously super hot, and they're just gonna be like the
hot
couple.
The hottest couple out there. Yeah.
I had no idea who she was, but she's,
I also
super hot.
Yeah, also have never heard of her.
Yep, so I'm ready for them. That will be great and fun to watch. Hopefully she's good too, because I like Gleb.
Yeah, I do too.
Next, we have Reginald.
Oh yeah, Reginald.
Mm-hmm. Reginald Vell Johnson.
Uh-huh.
And he's partnered with Emma. And at first glance, I was like, I have no idea who that is. But he's the dad on Family Matters.
Oh, interesting.
Which I have seen the Family Matters in its entirety.
Oh, really?
Not since I was probably in like junior high, like okay. watching like okay. Nick at Night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's the dad.
Don't you also think Emma kind of gets the peon?
She does, but it's interesting because I feel like they really prioritize Emma because she runs the Dancing with the Stars like live tour.
Yeah.
And but I always feel like they give her like lame partners.
Yeah. Always. I feel like she always has like really old dudes.
Has she ever won a season?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. Next up, we have Tori Spelling, and she's partnered with Pasha. Yeah. And Pasha is my other favorite male dancer.
Yeah, I love him too.
And Tori Spelling is like, whatever.
Yeah.
She's known for being on like 90210.
Yes, which I loved her then. I loved her. She had like her own show for a while that uh-huh. I watched with my mom. I've always loved Tori Spelling. I'm actually like so excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll be fun.
She's not going to be a good dancer, but I'm excited. Yeah.
Next we have Jen Tran, our mm-hmm. bachelorette, and she's partnered with Sasha. And this is just, it's funny to me because she is just like the last minute add in. Like she doesn't even have a cast photo. She's not a part of like the video they did for, I don't know, like the cast video that
right.
they did to like promote it. It's just funny. Like she's like so the last minute add on. And I had.
Poor Jen, always the last minute add on. The poor thing is going to need to go to therapy because she's just the third choice every time.
I think it's nice that they put her on Dancing.
I do too. I do too. Nice. But I just feel bad. It's like a common theme in her life this year.
Well, it's kind of funny because again, everyone knows I'm the biggest TikTok watcher in all the land.
Yeah.
Someone take TikTok away from me. But I had heard that they had like demoted Sasha to what's it called? Troop.
Yeah. Whatever. Which I wonder why.
Well, yeah, because this was going to be Ezra's first season as a pro, and then Sasha was, like, getting demoted.
Stepping down, yeah.
But anyway, so Jen, they added in, like, last minute, and they made Sasha her partner.
Interesting.
So I'm like, oh, you snuck in there, Sasha.
Yeah.
But I actually think Jen will probably be good. I feel like the bachelorettes are usually good.
I don't think she's going to be as good
as like, Caitlin.
Caitlin or Gabby, or Hannah. And Charity was fine. Like Charity wasn't amazing, but she definitely like was good and got better.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think even Charity was as good as the other ones either. But Jen, I just like do not see having like that much rhythm. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch her. It'll be good.
It'll be good.
Good for her.
And then we have Dwight Howard, and he's partnered with Daniela. And this is just like screaming to me her first season. I think it was her first season when she was partnered with what's his name,
super tall guy,
also the other basketball player.
It was gonna be like so massive.
Yes. And I mean she won that season.
I
don't know that like he's gonna be as good of a dancer as
as whatever his face was. His
It's gonna bother me. But it's gonna be like the same vibe.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like, they gave her another like super tall basketball player.
I know,
it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, we have, and I'm not even going to try to do his last name, but we have Steven.
Oh, yeah.
The male gymnast.
Yes. Okay. The Olympic gymnast.
And he's partnered with Riley Arnold.
Uh-huh.
And God bless this pairing, because everyone was like, oh, give Riley like a super hot partner. Give her like a sexy man. Like Riley deserves. I'm like, you know what Riley deserves? To have a normal male partner who's not going to be trying to get into her pants this whole season with her again.
The entire time.
Yeah, I'm like,
she had enough of that with Harry Jowsey, okay?
Exactly. I'm like, let's give her a break this season. And Steven, I want to say he has a girlfriend. I don't think they're married.
Yeah,
but he has a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, thank you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she deserves a partner. I don't know how good of a dancer he's going to be. Hopefully good, because I want to see her go far too. I really like Riley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I just think like she deserves like a really good friend and a yeah. really good friendship with yeah, her partner.
With her partner.
And
yeah.
we don't need her to date every single partner.
I know.
She has on Dancing with the Stars. Like, can yeah. we get real for a minute?
Stop trying to set her up.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm really excited about this pairing. I think it's going to be really, really fun to watch them too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's the entire cast of this season of Dancing
it's
with the Stars.
It's a lot. It'll be good though.
Yeah. It's 13 couples. And let's see, premieres September 17th.
Okay.
So
coming up.
Tuesdays again.
So excited.
Yeah. So excited. Yeah. Okay. What next?
Do you have any other like small?
Not really.
No. Okay. I think The Bachelorette is what we get into next.
Okay.
Which yeah. honestly, it's feeling kind of like old news to me by now with how much Secret Lives of Mormon Wives I've consumed in the last 24 hours.
It definitely feels like old news. Like, 2 days in like pop culture is like 18 years.
No, like seriously.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But we have to wrap up our thoughts on Bachelorette.
We do. So. We do. Especially with shitbag Devin and his horrificness. Yeah. I mean, he was always horrible. And then it's kind of like you finally were like, got his charm a little towards the end. And you're like, okay, you know, at least he is all about Jen. You know, at least he's not like Marcus and he's not like Jonathan. You can't get there, even though they knew what this show is about. You know, at least he's not like that. And at least he's not like Sam, who can't say a single nice thing about her. Like, no, he's all about her. And turns out he's not. Mm-hmm. And what a freaking load of shit that was. I was infuriated by so many things on the After the Final Rose. And I know that Jen has come out and has been like, I was fine with them like showing it, whatever. But I'm just like, okay, tell your therapist that in 6 months. Like, you're going to be living through this trauma when you're done with Dancing with the Stars and realizing like what they did to you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I feel like I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I just like, I'm so sad that it ended the way it did. I really am. I just really, especially with how it started and like nobody wanting her to be the Bachelorette, mm-hmm. for it to end like this for her is just so sad to me.
It's really sad. It's actually a good thing that we've had about a week for me to process my feelings about the yeah. Bachelorette finale uh-huh. because I was infuriated watching
yeah.
it. And I really don't get too passionate about reality TV.
Yeah.
This was the first time I have felt personally betrayed. And yes. I'm not even Jen.
Yeah.
I felt betrayed
yeah.
by the Bachelorette the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah.
And like ABC and the producers. Mm-hmm. Like, it was crazy to watch. I mean, okay. Let's talk about Devin a little bit because mm-hmm. I still can't wrap my brain around that man. I'm like, do you have double personalities?
Yeah.
Are you do you deserve an Oscar?
Yeah.
What's going on?
No, I actually think he's an incredible actor.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Though I remember the first time I saw a red flag in Devin, and it's probably like really the only time I saw a red flag in Devin.
Okay.
But I immediately thought of it when I was watching The Bachelorette finale because I couldn't wrap my mind around what was going on.
Okay.
One time I saw a red flag in Devin was when Jen's ex came back on mm-hmm. and he was like throwing a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And he was like, if she brings him back on right now, like I'm out of here and blah, blah, blah. And he's like freaking out. And Grant was like, dude, like calm down.
Like it's not that deep.
Yeah. He's like, we don't even know. Like,
if she's keeping him or not.
Yeah, we don't yeah. know. She's keeping him, like, calm down before, like, she's even made a decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I remember thinking, that is, like, that's a manipulation tactic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, his little tantrum.
Yeah.
But.
Absolutely.
It was so strange to me. It was so weird for me to watch. When was it? The men tell all when, like, that's when Devin like showed up to her room and was
yeah.
like, I just can't, you know, I can't do this if like you're not going to tell me you love me. Like he like pressed her to like tell her she loved him. And like, I can't wrap my brain around it. I still can't. It is so weird to me how he could just flip like that. And I mean, yeah. I've watched a lot of TikToks, obviously, and
right.
people saying like they just thought that like, you know, he didn't think Jen would be the Bachelorette and he like played it as good as he could, but he played it too well, and he made it like way further than he like thought he would, and then he was kind of like stuck at the end but had to like go along with the engagement and whatever. Yeah. And then he just like decided to, you know, end it or whatever. But I just, the acting was too good to be true,
honestly. Like, for me, what I think it, this is just my own personal theory of what it was, I think he was happy that Jen was the bachelorette. I think he was attracted to her. I think he liked her. Like, I genuinely do. But I think he got so caught up in this whole thing of like him just being an insecure person and then getting these like confidence boosts from Jen and then basically proving to the people on the show who were against him, like, I'm going to make it another week. I'm going to make it another week. Like, me and Jen have a stronger connection than you.
It's like the adrenaline of it all.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just like basically like saying like F you to Sam and Thomas, like, you guys didn't think I could get the girl, and like, now I'm the one that's getting the girl. And I think what it came down to with the whole like, I can't do this at the end if you're basically not gonna say you love me, was like, I can't be like turned down by you at the end. Like, that just can't be it for me. Like, he needed to be the one to like break it off. It had to be on his terms. And it's like crazy to hear her talk about how it really was like the flip of a switch. Like, the second they left, like, he was no longer like, not at least as a fiance should, like texting and calling and like checking in, and like, it was like he was literally distancing himself the second he left. I just think he was so obsessed with the idea of winning it and like proving to people that he could, because he's so insecure.
Yeah.
That's what it came down to more than anything, which is sad. I don't think, it's not like he was not attracted to her, didn't like her, but I just think he got way wrapped up in all of that. And catastrophic results because of that.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
I hate him.
I hate him too.
I hate him. I could not stand his stupid face when he was sitting on the couch completely emotionless.
Okay, but did he not look like a completely different person? No, he looked
like a freaking psychopath. He looked like a freaking serial killer.
It was just crazy how he just completely changed. His looks changed, his personality changed.
Yep. Everything.
Everything. He was different.
Yep.
It was crazy.
And just the fact that he's just been spotted all over every freaking town in America with another chick each night. I'm just like, okay, who told you that you were like hot? Like, who gave you this confidence boost to just be going around all of America? Like,
and what girls are seeing him right now?
Gosh.
I mean, I know there's always going to be stupid girls who will just see guys they're because really they're stupid. Having 15 minutes of fame. But like, really, who, ladies? Like, why?
Who and why? What did you think about Jen like name dropping Maria and name dropping Jeremy?
I mean, I think fair enough. I think she's hurt by all of them. And honestly, I'm hurt for her. It pisses me off, actually. It pisses me off that Devin goes and follows Maria the second he breaks up with her. It pisses me off that Sam can't shut up about how he thought it was going to be Daisy or Maria as a bachelorette.
Oh my gosh,
it actually kind of pisses me off that Jeremy goes clubbing with Maria after. I'm just like, okay, let's make it more obvious.
Yeah, it's like, we get it. You're all obsessed with Maria. But
I
like,
feel bad for Jen.
Just stop it. Feel bad. Yeah.
And it's fine. Like, they're all single dudes. They can do whatever they want. But I just, in the name of Jen, you know what I mean?
Like, can we respect her? You know who hasn't done that?
Who?
Jonathan. Our angel Jonathan.
Have you seen all their TikToks together?
I have, and I'm sure they're just like wanting people to like it to seem like they're gonna get back together. Mm-hmm. They're probably not. They're probably just friends. Yeah. But I love them. I wish they would.
I know. I wish they would too.
But how do you ever get over the fact that like she didn't choose you?
I know.
Like, how do you get over that fact that you would be like not the first choice?
I know. Their TikToks are giving like Susie and whatever his
name absolutely was. Yeah, Justin. Yeah,
that's kind of how it feels.
Totally. Yeah, I thought it was so funny when she name dropped Jeremy and they like showed his face. He's like, whoop. Like, you're the dumbest, Jeremy.
Honestly, but
just can't with you.
And then we were sitting there watching the finale, and obviously they brought Devin out to talk to Jen, and we all knew they hadn't gotten engaged,
right?
And yada yada. And then freaking Jesse is like, so should we show the engagement? And I like literally said out loud, like, can we all just like
mutually agree,
that like we don't want to see it? Like, does anyone actually need to see it when we all know it ended?
Yeah.
I mean, I know everyone at this point like feels the same way, but I was so mad they showed the engagement and made Jen sit through it and watch it. Literally her response, well, do I have a choice?
Yeah.
Of course she doesn't have a choice.
No, of course not.
But it was horrible for them to show her in like the little box in the corner, sobbing the whole entire time.
And Devin doing nothing, just soulless.
And to make it worse, her proposing to Devin, like her being the one to do it. I was infuriated.
Honestly, that probably hurt his ego.
That was just such a bad move on The Bachelor and ABC's part. Like, I'm sorry, I don't want to watch Joan be The Bachelorette anymore. What are you going to do to her?
Yeah, seriously.
And no one else is going to want to be The Bachelorette ever again after you just effed with them so hard. You did not care about Jen's feelings.
It just was so unnecessary.
Well, if you under contract had to show the proposal, you should have done it before you brought
Jen
out.
Do it how you always do it. Don't make her sit there next to her fiance or not, ex-fiance. You know what I mean? Like, don't make her do that.
It was so messed up. And then we just didn't feel like it was right to show it without Jen's permission.
Fuck off.
It's like Jen doesn't want to see it. She doesn't care. She had to live it.
Exactly. And you know what was really sad? Seeing her like at her proposal compared to her sitting on the couch, like she has just like lost so much weight. Like she just looked like a little like hollowed out. I felt so bad. I'm like, she's been through it the last couple months. Like you could just tell the difference between like, it was just so sad to see. It was all so horrible. Seeing like her brother in the audience and her mom and just like them crying, Rachel crying.
Well, didn't you hear that Rachel had like compared Devin to Tino?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, I can see it.
Yeah.
I can totally see it. That's so sad.
Yeah. It was really sad. I thought it was such a joke of a finale. I thought it was
traumatic to watch.
ABC really did themselves a disservice.
Yeah.
And hopefully they're going to learn from it and do better, because that was a shit show.
You know what also infuriated me on this episode? Last thing that I have to say, both Marcus and Devin multiple times saying, I just like couldn't live up to your expectations.
That was the
As
other
if
thing.
If she has these like grand expectations, it's like, no, she just like, she's the Bachelorette. She wants to get engaged at the end. She wants someone who genuinely loves her. What expectations do you feel she's putting on you that are like outlandish? No. Like, it's so ridiculous. Both of them said it multiple times.
This made me so mad about Devin sitting on the couch, because it's like he went from a villain, like a straight up villain.
Yeah.
To him then trying to be the victim.
No, couldn't with
it. Oh, I just, you deserved better. I couldn't live up to your expectations. No, we're not making ourselves the victim right now. No, we're not, Devin.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yep. Agreed.
I mean, Marcus is like a whole other thing, like whatever.
I'm like, are we ever gonna get receipts on Marcus's like sexual assault? I'm like kind of like leaning towards maybe that just was like made up crap, because why have receipts not been dropped?
I don't know.
Weird to me. Very weird to me.
Marcus is like irrelevant to me at this point.
Yeah, Marcus. I'm sure he'll be in paradise as long as his receipts don't drop. Yeah, I think he will be. Yeah, I think he will. I think they are probably letting him, like, the dust settle after, before they, you know, ask him. But I'm sure he will be.
That was another thing that Maria came out and said on TikTok. She said she will not be going to paradise.
I knew it. Dang it.
It's not a surprise to me.
It's not like a surprise to me either, but I would have liked. I think she's done with, like, reality TV.
Me too.
Yeah, and I don't blame her. It's kind of like, I don't know. I think she views it as kind of like beneath her at this point, and I don't blame her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, can I talk about Selling Sunset for a minute?
Yeah. Talk about Selling Sunset.
Haley hasn't watched. I've watched. I'm like probably halfway through the season.
Okay.
I was thinking this season would be like 8 episodes. I feel like that's usually around what Selling Sunset is. Uh-huh. It has 11 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So okay. I think I've watched about 6. This season of Selling Sunset is pretty dramatic. Like, I know they're all usually like have a little bit of drama.
Yeah.
This one has a lot of drama.
Is it like a lot surrounding like Chelsea's divorce? Mm-hmm. And okay.
Yeah. And it's sad. Like, it's like real life, yeah. Like sad drama.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Honestly though, I freaking hate Chelsea.
Oh really?
Yeah. I think she's the most judgmental person. And then when she went through her divorce, I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be really hard for me to feel bad for her, to be quite honest. Oh. I haven't watched it yet, but it's going to be real hard for me to shed a tear for her. She's so judgmental and so rude to everybody else.
It's actually really, really sad. And I think I know her divorce, like watching it was like really, really humbling for her.
Oh, like, good. Had to have something real life happen to you to be a decent human being. Interesting.
It was sad. I know what you're saying though. I had totally actually forgotten basically everything that had happened last season. Like, the recap was much needed for me.
Yeah.
So I had totally forgotten about like her beef with Bree and how she was like totally judging Bree for like her relationship with Nick Cannon and stuff. Yeah. I had totally forgotten that.
Yeah.
But in the season, I mean, I don't want to like spoil too much. I mean, spoiler alert.
In the name of being a Christian woman too.
Episode. Yeah, but Bree is the one that like comes forward to Chelsea and like tells her that her husband has like been seen with another woman and he's cheating on her.
Yeah.
And it's like a really like good bonding moment for them. You know what I mean? Okay. Like they can like come together. Anyway, so yes, that's like a good chunk of the drama.
Okay.
There's actually not, so far, I mean, only halfway through, there's actually like not a lot surrounding Chriselle. Like,
that's not, honestly, once. That doesn't surprise me because I feel like now she's just like so settled, like into her relationship and like new family that she's probably just like, I'll make my appearances for the money, but I don't really think she's like wanting to be the main character energy anymore.
Honestly, I'm so glad because I freaking hate Chriselle. She drives me insane.
Anyway.
She's actually not driving me so crazy this season, though. That's because good. she's not...
more stable.
In the drama. Well, last season, I thought it was going to be a lot of drama because Nicole is still in the...
Oh, really?
...series this season. And there was a lot of drama with her and Nicole last season.
I can't with Nicole.
No, Nicole is the worst. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, there's like a lot of drama with Emma this season, but I have like just gotten to the point where that's coming. So I think it's gonna be like the second half of the season is like a big thing with Emma. But basically there's like a rumor that she's like having an affair with a married man. So
that wouldn't really shock me.
I love Emma.
I do too.
She's one of the ones I like really like.
I do too. I really like her too, but it just wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. And there's a new girl.
Oh.
Her name is Alana. Alana?
Did we not see her at all last season?
No. She's brand new. She's
okay, where did she come from?
Gorgeous. She looks like Amanda Kerr. Miranda Kerr. Sorry.
Okay.
It's late. She's gorgeous.
Okay.
And she like owns.
Oh, she totally does.
Yeah, she owns a town.
What?
I know. It's like a whole thing. They like go to her country town.
Like, how did she become famous?
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, that's what I picked up from Selling Sunset so far. I will continue to watch and finish.
Okay, so excited.
But it's actually been a really good season. I thought the last season was kind of like too much. This season is actually pretty good.
Last season, there was just like so much that happened that was like so below the belt. Like, I was just like,
yeah,
you women. Like, it just was like, if it's too much for me for reality TV, I'm like, it's too much because I like the drama.
But like Michelle calling Nicole like a cocaine addict.
Yes. Like, just like, okay. Like, so unnecessary. Just call her a bitch like everybody else does on reality TV. Like, jeez. It's just unnecessary again. But yeah, well, I'm excited to watch.
Yeah. It's good. So
yeah, I'll let you guys know if I change my mind about anything I said, but
I know. I am interested to see how you'll feel about Chelsea.
Okay.
I like Chelsea's like definitely not like my favorite person on the show, but I didn't like absolutely hate her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do feel bad for her though. Like, I feel bad for any woman that's cheated on. Like, that's just,
I mean, I do too.
Just sad. And it's sad to watch, but anyway, okay, let's that's it. Let's get into Secret Wives. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Let's get into it.
Okay.
I think we both have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
We binged the shit out of this.
Yeah.
How many episodes did you watch the night it came out?
The first night I watched 5 episodes.
Oh, 5?
5.
I got through, I think, 2.5 on Thursday night because it came out at 10 p.m.
Yes, 10 p.m. Utah time.
Yeah, I think I watched 2.5 and then I binged the rest yesterday morning. Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
What's your, like, overall consensus?
I loved it. I'm going to go back and rewatch.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm going to rewatch.
I've already watched the first 2 episodes twice.
Okay, I haven't because I've been watching Salt and Sunset.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go back and rewatch. I loved it. Honestly, if I am just being 100% honest,
yeah,
I thought it really depicted the Mormon church and life in Utah.
Yep.
Really accurately.
I was going to say the same opening line.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I was like, wow, this is really what it's like to live in Utah and to either A, be a member of the church, B, have left the church, or C, not be a member at all. Mm-hmm. It really showcases each part of that. Yeah. And it's really, and just, and the difficulties that come with that, mm-hmm. family dynamics. I actually thoroughly enjoyed watching the conversations between the cast members and their parents. It was very like weirdly nostalgic for me,
yeah.
because those are conversations, not those exact conversations, but like that, those are like conversations I would have had with my own parents. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And just like, I don't know. I just, it was equal parts like nostalgic, entertaining, and also like really like healing for me in a way.
Really?
I think like being like obviously like post-Mormon, I just, there were so many things about it that I was just like, wow, like I can really relate to that. And it just made me feel like, okay, I'm not like on my own island over here. Like, no, this is really what it is like. Mm-hmm. So I kind of thought, and like, not that I like retract what I said in our first like couple episodes where we were talking about the show before it came out, but like I really thought that what it was going to be was all of these women basically trying to like prove that they were like devout members of the church, but they could do like whatever they wanted.
Okay.
That's kind of the vibe that I initially had gotten from like what the show was going to be about, from like the trailer and like rumors and like whatever else. And like, it is just not like that at all. They are all super open about like how devout they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes like the biggest difference. And I'm still seeing like a lot of hate towards the show, especially from like Mormons. And I like guarantee most of them haven't even watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I bet you haven't even watched it because they're all like super open, more open than I even thought they would be about like kind of their level of activity in the church, you know, mm-hmm. which I think was really, really smart on their part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I will say I thought the one thing that because I thought a lot of things were going to be like really what's the word? Like over-exaggerated, like they were going to over-exaggerate a lot of things. I thought the one thing that I watched that I was like, never heard of that, was when they went and got Botox and they were all like, oh yeah, this is what everyone does. You go get Botox so you can get the laughing gas and get high. I've never heard
like
of that.
Like in Utah, you can't get high here legally. So like you got to go to Botox. You can get high for free.
That was like
the that one is not thing, a thing
that I was like, I mean, anyone who's heard of that, like, please write in. Please yeah. let me know. I would love to know.
None of my friends who get Botox have ever mentioned laughing gas.
Seriously.
Like,
yeah,
ever.
Like, yeah, literally.
But honestly, like, but, I kind of want to go, you know?
Sure. But I just, you know what I mean? I was like, that's the one thing that I was like, no.
Yeah, like, that's
they're
not
playing
a thing.
That up a little too much.
Yeah.
But everything else, I was just like, wow. Like, and it's like you said, like, the interactions with their parents and things.
Yeah.
Like, it was just funny. It was different. It was fun to see like all the different types of LDS members that there are, from like watching even just like the main cast, like Jen
yes.
to Taylor to mm-hmm. watching Whitney's mom. And like, yep. you know what I mean? It was just so fun to watch. And
even like Whitney's parents' kitchen was
yes.
nostalgic for me.
Oh my gosh.
Like, not every Mormon mom's kitchen looking
and, like,
just
like that.
And,
the cookies they made. Yes. And, like, the little, like, Hershey's Kiss yes. cookies. And like
not Whitney's mom being like, I couldn't teach you about sex because I had a toddler at that time. I'm like, oh my gosh.
No, that's like, oh my gosh.
The Mormon of it all.
We have so much to get into. Like, I know. Do we just, like, go through each girl? Like, I have so much to say about, like, each girl.
Yeah, maybe
something.
Let's, like, chat about each girl and, like, who do we even start with?
Let me bring up a photo because I'm going to... Forget
yeah, forget them. Some of them.
Let's just start with Taylor.
Okay. I feel like between the show and then listening to the Vile Files episode with Taylor Frankie Paul this last week, like, I definitely have a soft spot for her more than I did. Like, I think before all this, I was just kind of like, she's just like really selfish. And she's just like, I had a more of like a negative attitude towards her. I'm not going to like be like, I'm the biggest Taylor Frankie Paul fan. I'm not going to like fangirl her. But I definitely have like a different like viewpoint on her since watching the show and especially since listening to the podcast. But yeah, it was kind of crazy to see her transformation from like before her arrest to after, even just like pregnancy aside, like just like personality wise, even, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. After the show came out, like, I've been seeing so many people be like, Taylor is my girl. I love her. Obsessed with her. I'm like, why? Like, I still don't get it. But
yeah.
I will say, I really respect her. I respect her for, she's been really, really forthcoming about every single
honest.
Thing. Yeah. Very honest, very forthcoming. And then I think, like, she really does try to, like, become a better person and put
totally.
In the work, quote unquote. And you know what I mean? Like, I really think she does try to grow and be a better person. Mm-hmm. And so I really respect her for that.
Yeah, me too.
I can't even fathom and tell you how much I hate Dakota. Watching him, I was getting triggered by so many things.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, he's dumb as rocks.
Yeah.
Like, we can't, oh my gosh, like, throw that man out. We can't, don't let him open his mouth. We are done.
Every conversation between the two of them, you're just like, is anything actually being said?
Is anything actually being said? He is dumb as rocks. I will die on that hill.
Yeah.
He's an idiot. Taylor wants out of that relationship so bad. Or
I
at
know.
Least she did. Like, I hope things are better for them now. But
I know.
Watching it was so sad for me.
It
like,
was sad for
and
me
it was
too.
So, oh my gosh, it was so triggering for me watching the conversation where she is like, she told him multiple times, like, I'm not ready for marriage.
Yeah.
I don't know how to like gain my trust back with you or, you know, like whatever. She's just like, I'm not ready to go there with you. I'm not ready for you to like have all of me, whatever. And him crying, just not understanding. But why? And this
she just got
me.
Out of a marriage
this
for one.
Triggers me about LDS men because they can never understand what they've done wrong. They can never own up to it.
Yeah.
And they can never just like, you know what I mean? Like, if she needs that time, he should willingly be able
it's
to give her
like
that time
for
what
like
he's done.
It's just like such like an ego hit
it
for
is.
Him.
It
instead
is.
Of like actually trying to empathize with her situation, which is she's still on parole. Mm-hmm. She just got out of a marriage like a year or maybe a year and a half prior to recording this. Like, she has two other children. I get that she's carrying your baby, but she has two other children to consider and to worry about. She's still healing from all of her things. The last thing she should be doing is getting married. Mm-hmm. And that is why it freaking pissed me off and was triggering for me that her parents were like, Dakota can't move in. He can't help you with the baby that he freaking put inside of you until you get married. It's like,
need to get married.
No, we are no longer getting married based on principle alone. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. I have seen too many marriages implode because of getting married based on principle alone. Mm-hmm. And parents have got to stop preaching that. Like, absolutely, you would never see me telling my kids, like, oh, you better get married before you live with them, especially when it's someone as unstable as Dakota.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
And they're both sober, and I get that. But, like, okay, that is like that's scary.
Yeah.
Like for both of them.
Yeah.
Because if one goes off the rocker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know.
You know?
And I'm not saying all LDS men are like that, but I think we've all known.
Yes. We've all like dated our fair share.
Yes. Of just like the misogyny. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And the patriarchy. And it's just so annoying how like men just think just because they're men in the church that like women should just bow down to them and just like succumb to whatever they want. And
yeah.
It pisses me off. I hated watching that. It was really triggering. Yeah. Was really triggering for me, but I'm glad. I'm so glad that she stands her ground and they're still not married. They're not engaged.
Good for her. Nope.
They're not, right?
Nope.
Okay.
They're just dating.
But yeah, anyway.
And even on the Vile Files podcast, she was like, yeah, if anything legitimate comes out, I'm dropping him like a fly.
Yeah.
Like goodbye.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like, I mean, there's obviously a lot of like different like parts to like Taylor's, you know, presence on the show, which involved like a lot of the other girls. But like, I did enjoy like just her alone without Dakota. Like, I enjoyed seeing like kind of her transformation, you could say. But yeah, I kind of like, secretly hope she kicks him to the curb eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they're doing better now, but it was hard to watch them.
It like seems like they are, but then at the same time when she was saying things on the podcast, like I would drop him like a fly, or like he still has things. I don't know. I still feel like she was talking about it with a lot of caution, you know? And so I'm kind of like, well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay, should we move on to someone else?
Yeah.
Okay, who you pick?
Let's talk about Macy.
Okay, fun.
Macy's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
She's one of the ones I like the best.
Yeah, I love her.
Okay, here's my thing with Macy, though.
Because
I do like her. I like how Macy is kind of like, she's kind of like mom of the group. Like everyone likes her, you know, even Whitney, like whatever, they're like best friends.
Yeah.
She gets along with everyone. I feel like she's trying to like get everyone together and I like how she's like blunt and like we'll say it how it is. I think she's like really, I don't know,
especially to Taylor, who needs it to be literally spelled out for her. Like, no, that's not appropriate behavior. You know what I mean?
I don't know, I really liked Macy. My problem with her is like the very last scene of the whole series. Legitimately, I mean, okay, I just said that she's like mother of the group, but she's like obviously trying to just like stir up drama for the TV show by reaching out to
Jenna.
Yeah. And who the hell is Jenna?
Yeah.
Do we
know, Jenna,
do we have a face to put with Jenna?
No, not yet. But I guarantee she makes an appearance in season two.
Yeah.
She, so like they talked to us about this also on the Vile Files podcast, like a little bit. But yeah, I mean, Jenna was hooking up with Dakota the same time that Taylor was before they were official, but Taylor had asked Dakota point blank, like, are you seeing people? He said no. So like he lied to her, right? And then like her and Jenna also like run in the same circle of friends. Okay, so it's like kind of messy in that way. Macy did get permission from Taylor to reach out to Jenna. Jenna, or Taylor wanted Macy to reach out to
Jenna. Did I miss that?
On the Vile File podcast, she talked about it.
Okay, well, I freaking listened to that.
Oh, really? They talked about it like really close to the end, like probably in the last like 10 minutes.
Well, that makes it a little better for me then. And I was going to say like maybe she like legitimately just can't let it go because she like loves Taylor so much and like, you know, needs
I think
to
she was more involved because of her like confessions, like thing that she does every Sunday. And so she had like gotten that confession. And so she was like, I guarantee Jenna sent that to me. So like, I want to see if Jenna sent it. And like, if so, is she talking about herself? Is she talking about someone else? Because I think also Macy doesn't want to see Taylor and Dakota together, at least at this point. Maybe now, like current present time, it's fine. But it's like, at least at this point, like Macy's like, I'll do whatever it takes to like make sure Taylor sees that he is lying and he's not honest and he's,
honestly,
what I mean?
Who could blame her? Freaking hate that man.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can like definitely see what you're saying. And I think, of course, like, obviously, there's going to be parts where production is like heavily involved too, right? And like wants her to do these things as well. It didn't like, in my opinion, like take away from like her character, like if she was a good friend or not. I do still think, of course, she loves the drama. All these women do, though. They all talk crap about each other to all each and every one of them. Like, that's not like, I would say like a, you can't even classify that as like a negative characteristic of any of them comparatively to any of the rest of them, because they all do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I really like Macy. I like her dynamic with her husband. I think she's just like, like, I'm the breadwinner and I'm like so great. And like, I thought it was like weird that she opened up the entire series like saying that her husband never initiates sex. I thought that was strange. But like, aside from that, I really like her. And I thought her style all season was really cute too. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked seeing how she dressed. Whitney, on the other hand, I was like, get out of my face all season, especially with the way she dresses. But yeah, no, I like Macy. Yeah. Do you have anything else on Macy?
No, I do think she's like one of the ones I like the best though.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, should we talk about Whitney?
Yeah, let's talk about Whitney.
Honestly, if I'm just being like 100% totally honest,
yeah,
I would not categorize Whitney as like villain.
Really?
I would not.
I think she's so calculated and so, I just think she wants to be Taylor so bad. It's literally taken over her entire identity. She can't, she wants Taylor. It's like either she doesn't want Taylor to be a part of the group because she's like, I'm the queen bee, or she wants Taylor to be a part of the group because she's like, well, I need someone who's more villainous than me. So I got to bring Taylor in because Taylor has the most drama. Let's take the heat off of me. It's like she, it's all for her own gain. Every single thing that she said, everything single thing that she did was literally about herself. Even the fact that she was like, Taylor stole the spotlight when I was opening up about my husband. I'm like, okay, first of all, let's give a little context. You are all sitting in a circle. You all have not seen each other in months. Producers are there. Do you not think that they told Taylor that she needed to bring up her pregnancy? Of course they did. Like, give Taylor a freaking break. Like, she wasn't trying to steal your spotlight. The fact that she wanted the spotlight on her while she's talking about her husband being on Tinder and sending nudies to other random women, and she just wants everyone to just sit there and coddle her, and like, she just wants to ruminate in it. I'm just like, I can't with her. I think she's so toxic. I can't with her. Everything's about her all the time. I just can't. She was the most irritating person for me to listen to and watch. My least favorite type of person. Well, no, that's not true. There's one person on the series that I hate more than her, but we'll get to that later.
Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah, there's one person I hate. Think I know. Yeah, and you I hate know. Too. Yeah, you know. But no, I am not. I have no sympathy for Whitney compassion. At all. No.
Here's my thoughts on Whitney.
Well, I do in regards to what happened with her husband.
Okay.
But even then, I have thoughts on that too.
Well, here's my thoughts on Whitney.
Yeah.
And Whitney is really hard for me to, like, she's hard for me to grasp.
Yeah.
Even looking at her. Like, yeah. I feel like she looks different in every single scene that I see her in. Like,
it's because she's such an impulsive person. She goes from red to blonde to brunette to blonde. Like,
I don't know what it is, she's very interesting person to me. And I did not like her before the show started. Not saying that I like her now, but I absolutely had decided I did not like her before the show started, just based on even just like the way she dresses, her TikToks. Yeah. Like, I found her annoying.
Yeah, she's annoying.
Okay. I have so many thoughts on her. It's weird. She's a weird person to me. I felt really, really bad for her this season. I actually really did. I felt bad for her. I felt bad for her. First of all,
did you feel bad when she was crying in the closet?
Yeah.
I felt zero bad.
Oh, I feel bad. Yeah, I do. I feel bad for her because I mean, maybe she is this like super duper like calculated human, but I actually don't think so.
Really?
I think and know that she's incredibly insecure and she doesn't know how to handle it. And it comes off really bad.
No.
And
that is just a straight up lack of accountability.
Sure, I can't.
I think she knows exactly what she's doing, but when it doesn't turn out her way, then all of a sudden she's sad about it. I think if everything this season would have turned out the way she wanted, there would have been no tears shed. There would have been no, I'm so sad and I'm so. No, it's because things didn't turn out her way and people called her out on it, and everyone was like, oh, Whitney's like not the queen bee we thought she was because she just wants to tear other people down. That, yeah, it's like when shit hit the fan, like then she was sad about it. But she wasn't even, the thing was, is she wasn't even sad about it or crying about it because she was like, okay, like I messed up, like I need to take accountability. It was always just like poor, poor me. Never, like, when did she ever take accountability the entire season for anything she ever did?
Okay, well, here's my thoughts on Whitney. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I don't think she took accountability. Yeah. I don't think she knows how.
Yeah.
But, so I felt bad for her, of course, the situation with her husband.
Yeah.
That's devastating for anyone.
Which, just he is such a weasel. I'm like, Whitney, come on. You could do better. Stop.
He is such a weaselly little slime ass ball. Yeah. Like, he is disgusting.
He's so gross.
The fact that she's still with him,
I know,
boggles my mind.
I know.
And that's her own doing, whatever. But I felt bad for her regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
He's disgusting. I feel bad for her. I feel bad for her children. Felt bad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what other part I felt bad for her for. I actually felt bad when she was talking to her mom and she was saying that, like, you know, her first night of marriage was a shit show. She had no idea what sex was.
Yeah,
I actually
yeah.
felt bad
I
for her.
I did feel bad for her at that point,
because
too.
I think
yeah,
a
it's
lot
very
of
relatable.
People can relate to that. Yeah. And I felt like that was a moment where I was just like, oh, like, that is, like, it's heartbreaking. Like, it is sad. And it's a sad reality of, like, the LDS church.
Yeah.
Like, it is sad. And I'm just like, okay, people talk to your children about sex. You know, like, that was the lesson that was learned from that. Whitney, I don't love her, but I don't hate her because I do. I just feel like she's just this insecure little girl. I do think she probably does like hate Taylor. She's for sure jealous
hates
of Taylor.
To love her.
She's for sure jealous of her, but yeah. I also think at the same time she has a problem with Taylor because she felt so betrayed by Taylor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's one of those scenarios where, like, I've definitely had a friendship like this. So, like, maybe everyone can't relate, but I've had a friendship where, like, you feel like you, like, know someone, you love someone, you're best friends with them, but then they, like, totally, you know, turn on, like, the morals you thought they had, or you know what I mean? Like, they just totally, like, kind of change overnight, and she just, like, probably
yeah, but her
no
and
idea.
Taylor were never that close.
Okay, but they make it seem like they're all
best no
friends.
But that's the thing, is her and Taylor, it was pretty much always business. Like, yeah, they had a friendship through the business, but it was like, it was pretty much business. And then it's like when Taylor came out with, like, the swinging stuff, like, yeah, Whitney felt betrayed by that. I think they all did. Because Taylor wasn't name dropping people, right? So people were like, oh, well, who in Mom Talk, you know, is involved, right? And but so they all felt betrayed, but then they all in the same breath started making videos and gaining clout posting about the swinging circumstance. Like, they're all so mad at Taylor for that, but then, like, they're all using it to their gain. So it's like, okay, kind of weird, right? But, like, Taylor even admitted, like, on the podcast, she's like, Whitney always wanted to be close to me, but I was very upfront with her. Like, I cannot give you the energy and the friendship that you need right now because my life is a shit show. I have to pour this energy into my kids, into my healing, into my new relationship, into my pregnancy. And, like, Whitney couldn't handle that.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but it's like they were never that close. Whitney wanted to be close to her.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I think, yeah, like, perhaps they never were and Taylor didn't feel that way. But yeah, I think Whitney is betrayed by her. Like, she wants to be best friends with Taylor.
It's like, why even? If she's so against your morals, why do you want to be close to her?
But I think before.
But she was still, even before, it's like she never was living the way that Whitney would deem everybody live, even though Whitney doesn't even really follow the standards that she wants everybody to live by. Like, she's not, like, devout like Jen is, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like Whitney just holds all these people to these expectations, but, like, doesn't even do it herself. And Taylor was even saying, like, funny, I didn't even know you were moving back from Hawaii, Whitney. Oh, I didn't even know you moved to Hawaii, Whitney. Like, how close are we actually? Because you didn't even tell me. And it's like, why did Whitney not tell her? Because Whitney wants Taylor to come and ask. It's, you know what I mean? Like, she just expects everyone to be like, where did Whitney go? Where'd she go? Like, why is nobody calling me and asking me? And it's like, okay. Like, because you're not that, it's not that deep with them. If it was, then they would be calling and asking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then that's like what I feel like. Those are like my feelings on like basically the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Because I do think she has obviously a problem with Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she felt betrayed by her and whatever else is there. And she admitted that she felt jealous of all of the forgiveness that Taylor had gotten. And, you know, then she brought up the RSV video and whatever. So at least she admitted to that and whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like the rest of the season.
Which was, I'm like, I'm sorry, Winnie, did you ever go online and like apologize for the RSV video? I never saw the apology. Taylor at least went online and took accountability. You just said, oh, poor me. It's like, no, you were dancing by your sick baby. Like, take some accountability and maybe the public would start to forgive you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she's learned that lesson.
But I think like the rest of the season was like basically like I felt like Whitney mostly after probably like the Park City trip.
Okay.
I felt like she really wanted out of the season. Like I felt like she was just done. That was when she stopped. Like she didn't go to Taylor's baby shower and she didn't go to, it was like the last episode where Macy had like her product launch or whatever it was, her business launch or whatever.
Right.
She just like stopped going to things. All of a sudden she like wants to be like a homesteader. They like didn't show her like too much. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like she just like kind of wanted an out. And I felt like it was like basically like her just like coming to the realization that like she never really was super close to any of these girls.
Yeah.
And they didn't care about her. Like you said, it's like no one's like asking her like, oh, like you're moving back from Hawaii or like whatever. They're not reaching out to her in the ways she's wanting. And she wants everyone to be all about her. And she probably did. She probably wanted to be like the head mom talk, whatever.
But her not showing up for Macy, that was like the nail in the coffin for me on my feelings. It was very validating of all the feelings I had towards Whitney all season. And then for her to not show up for someone that they actually are close for like her big like launch again, I'm just like
and just, then her showing up at Michaela's
exactly it's all just about like what fits Whitney's agenda, never about anyone else and like their feelings.
But I do think she like just wanted a way out of the show. I think she was like totally done, and I think she realized quickly she was becoming like the villain of the show, and that was like probably not her intent going in, but it just was happening. And I just think like there's gonna be no need for her to be on like, you know, the coming seasons.
You don't think she really will be? Oh, I
don't
know.
I don't think she really wants to be, and I don't think anyone else wants her to be.
Interesting.
Like they all unfollowed her, and
my question is
whatever, so
why, if she didn't feel that close to them, if she didn't like, you know, whatever, like why even out your husband with all the Tinder things? Like they could have denied that to the grave. And honestly, I wouldn't have judged her for that.
No.
Like, why did they feel the need to like come on this show and like out him?
I don't know.
Like him to out himself, her to out him. Like it just was like very odd.
I don't know.
Very odd.
I don't know. But I honestly, like, if I'm just being like 1,000,000% honest, like I don't get villain vibes from Whitney. I just get like very insecure little girl vibes.
I've just had so many run-ins with people like Whitney in my life that I just feel like it's very easy for me to either A, I'm calling it as I see it and I'm right, or B, it's very hard for me to excuse their behavior.
Yeah.
Even if it's not as bad as maybe I think it is, it's just very hard for me if they are taking no accountability for me to like excuse any of their behavior. So I think she just is making it hard for people to really like understand her because of the way she's acting, you know? So it's like, even if she's not this like evil, calculated, not that she's evil, but like calculated person, it's like, well, it's really hard for me to like believe otherwise. And I just, I think when people have had like experiences with people like her and have been burned by people like her, it's just kind of, it's hard to unsee those behaviors. You know what I mean? Not a fan, if you can't tell. But I hope she's in the next seasons because I still enjoyed watching all the drama that revolved around her.
Yeah.
I'd be sad if she wasn't in the next seasons. Also, I'm sorry, but I refuse to believe that her husband was sending just like nudes back and forth on Tinder for 8 years and never met up with any woman, and it never went further than that. How? Explain to me how. I refuse to believe it too. That is just like, I'm sorry, Winnie, you got to get out. There's no way that a man was content with just sending nudes for the last 8 years. Wow. On Tinder, all places. Like, why Tinder? When your wife has a public platform, why Tinder? Like, you've got to know that's going to get back around. Like, mm-hmm. why don't you go on like a more private like website? Like, I don't understand. That was all very confusing for me. I was like, okay, something's being left out.
He's just so gross to me.
And if she like wasn't digging and digging and digging, like maybe she's just fine with not knowing.
I honestly can't stand most of the men in this show, but he's the grossest to me. I hate him.
Yeah, where'd they get like all the ugliest dudes in Utah from? I'm so confused. Like, yeah. Is that how it is? Like, is there only beautiful women and ugly men here? Like, I think I see attractive people out and about. I'm like, I'm so confused why they all married so beneath them. Well, except to me.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just so confused. Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
Well, should we get off the Winnie soapbox? Wow, I have so many notes on Winnie. I need to delete. Get myself organized over here. Yeah, do you want to talk about Jen?
Yeah, let's talk about Jen. Okay. I like Jen.
I like Jen too.
Yeah, I think Jen is very, very cute.
Yes.
I mean, really no bad things to say other than I freaking hate her husband. He is your typical, I mean, I hate using the word narcissist because that's the word everyone always jumps to, but let me gather my thoughts. Okay. They go to Vegas.
Yes.
Jesse arranges for them all to go to the Chippendales show. None of them know what's going on.
Right.
First of all, he invites himself on the trip with Dakota. Right. So they're there. Whatever. That's annoying on the girls' trip.
Annoying and so controlling.
So controlling. So annoying. But Jesse arranges for them to go to the Chippendales show. None of them know what's going on. They all get on a bus. They're going somewhere for a surprise. Jesse arranges for them to meet up backstage with the Chippendales guys.
Not the VIP Chippendales. I was dead.
Okay. But so dead. Like before the show, they get to like go meet the guys, like oil them up, whatever. Okay. I'll get off Whitney. Jen is in hysterics because she already knows her husband is gonna lose his shit on her.
Yeah.
This made me so sad for her.
You're like, she's literally not doing anything wrong.
Nothing wrong.
She's not even looking at them. Nothing. Not even making eye contact. Wrong.
She's like crawling out of her skin the entire time.
Yes.
I need to leave. Yes. What's his name? Zach. Zach is gonna lose his mind. Zach is gonna kill me.
Yeah.
Zach is gonna divorce me. And what did he do? Lost his mind on her when she did nothing wrong. And you know what? Here's the thing. That's a boundary in their marriage, obviously.
She
cannot go to a Chippendale show, and that's fine. She knew she couldn't.
Yeah.
She knew she couldn't, and I think that's fine with her,
too. It's fine to have boundaries.
Yeah, that's fine with, whatever. You know, I think that was fine with her, too. Whatever. She didn't care to be there. So that's fine that that's a boundary. But what is not okay is him threatening their marriage, threatening everything to her when she did nothing wrong. Literally not a thing. And she left. Her and Taylor left.
And meanwhile, he's over at the casino in Vegas gambling. There's probably strippers on the poles dancing around him. Like, who knows what casino he's in?
I know.
There's probably exotic dancers all around him and women with their boobs out. Like, I'm just like, it's so hilarious to me that it's like she's committing the cardinal sin, but he's out there gambling, which is also against their religion. And she's not like, you know, he's going and spending her $2,500. Mm-hmm. She's the breadwinner. He's in school. He makes $0. She's funding him going and gambling and doing whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. And she's like, whatever. He doesn't want her to see naked men. Okay. But it's like, she's not doing anything wrong. And he's literally, she's like, just remember who I am on the phone call. I was actually crying at this part where she's like, just, can you please separate like me from this and my character? Like, you know who I am. You know that I am not okay with this. Like, I'm here because I was basically forced to be here. Like, I'm stuck here. Like, please separate this circumstance from who you know like I am. Mm-hmm. That made that like broke my heart. It was hard just to watch. It was so hard and so hard to watch. And it was hard in like the aftermath of it when she was just like, I just know he like loves me and he cares about me so much. Like I get that he's controlling, but like I don't think I've ever met anyone who loves me as much as he does. And like I'm like, no, babe. It's not that he loves you and he cares about you so much. He loves himself and he cares so much about his own image that how dare his wife step out of line. Mm-hmm. And I just, if you think I hate Whitney, which I don't hate Whitney, but if you think I dislike Whitney, you don't understand my actual hatred for Zach. Yeah. Like he is my least favorite type of individual. And I grew up surrounded, not in my like immediate family life, I don't want it to come across that way, but just surrounded by men mm-hmm. like this. Oh my gosh. They makes my skin crawl. But yeah, that was all just so sad. Also, him pulling up her shirt when she had like a little bit of cleavage. And him pulling up her shirt, I wanted to vomit. Vomit.
I did not like him threatening their marriage all the time.
Nope.
Like when he made the comment like, oh, like being divorced and like raising two kids is like not going to be easy. I didn't like how like she would say like, oh, mom talk is important to me or whatever. And he would just be like, I just don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You can just tell like
zero cares about her desires, wants, needs. And
his parents are the classic wealthy LDS.
Oh my
parents.
Gosh. Yep. So to a funny. T. Yep. Yeah. It was kind of like interesting too. I thought the part was interesting where like the producers asked Jen in the interview, they're like, oh, like, can we ask you, like, is it okay for us to like talk about Zach gambling in Vegas? And her remark was like, yeah, as long as like we're not making it seem like he's an addict. This just like sent me because I'm like, this is so not. Like Mormon culture. Like if anyone like drinks, gambles, if you like watch porn, automatically an addict. Mm-hmm. Like you're an addict. It just made me laugh. But yeah. And also she's just like so concerned about like protecting his image. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, Jen, first of all, you're so much hotter than him. Second of all, I can't with these controlling men.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you have much else? What did you think about like Jen not inviting Taylor, Demi, Jesse, and Layla to the baby blessing?
I mean, I think if her husband did not have a say, she would totally invite them.
Yeah.
You
think? Even after her comment mm-hmm. afterwards where she was like, I'm really glad they weren't here because it was just more sacred.
I mean,
I was like, ew, gross.
I honestly think she would have invited them. Yeah. Especially like, because it was Jesse and Demi on the phone with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse was like saying she was like so confused that she wouldn't invite her because Jen had like said to her that she felt like they were the closest.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense because I don't think Jen or Jesse had anything to do with mom talk. And so they were randomly
They were just randomly planted into mom talk,
which we
for
can
the
get
show.
Into when I talk about Jesse, who drives me absolutely nuts. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think she probably would have invited them. And Jen really likes Taylor. She said it in her podcast episode on the Weekly Trash. She really likes Taylor. I just think, I think Zach probably has a lot of problems with those four individuals.
Well, yeah, I mean, he could never, ever not have a problem with a strong, independent woman.
Well, just, anyone who's not so actively LDS.
And that, too.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I do think he had a really big influence on that decision. So,
also, have you ever seen a testimony meeting at a baby blessing?
No.
I was like so confused about that. I'm like, did they just do that for the show?
Yeah, when like Whitney got up there and was talking, that was weird.
I was like, did they just do that for the show? Because I've never been to a baby blessing where there's a testimony meeting.
I forgot about that.
I was so weird. Confused.
Yeah, that was strange.
Wackadoodle. Yeah. I do think she would have invited them too, but I thought her comment afterwards was like kind of the epitome of like toxic Mormonism of just like, this wouldn't have been as sacred as an event if they were here. And it's like, no, like they were going to go to support you regardless of like where they stand in the church. Like they wanted to go to support you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really like Jen, though. I don't really have, like, many issues with her. I have issues with her husband, but, like, yeah. I think she's cute and fun and beautiful and, yeah.
Okay, who else?
Well, do you want to talk about Jesse?
Let's talk about Jesse.
Okay.
I don't... I'm going to try to be as nice as possible. She drove me crazy the whole entire season. She, like I said, Jesse's not a part of mom talk. Like, can we just get that out there?
Yeah.
Like,
never was.
She's like so randomly casted on the show. Like, they were like, oh, we need another influencer. Like, who can we? Oh, Jesse from JC Styles.
Well,
yeah,
I guarantee when Taylor went to jail and they weren't sure if Taylor was going to be on the later seasons, like with Jen and Jesse, it was kind of like,
no, that's who literally can we, what I said. Do you remember
who can we pull? Yeah,
do you remember when I was talking about, like, I couldn't quite like understand if they were doing two seasons or not, but it made a lot of sense when it was the pilot.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, remember when I was saying that, but then Jen was like, and then they had like casted me and Jesse, like,
yes,
literally that's what happened. Okay. Yeah. Jesse came off as the most attention seeking to me.
Yeah.
And she came off as the most, like, what am I trying to say? Like, she didn't fit in. She was the most like randomly placed there.
Yeah.
She didn't, it just wasn't as, I don't know. It just like wasn't as comfortable with her or something.
Yeah. It just didn't seem like super authentic with her in there.
Every time she got a chance to be on camera, it was so exaggerated and it was so, I just couldn't stand watching her.
Yeah.
It was like she was so fame hungry. Like, it was so annoying. And like just things that I've seen on TikTok, like the girl who would come out with a TikTok about like when they were filming at the hair school and how like Jesse would be acting totally normal and then cameras would come on and she would be like, ah, like way bubbly and like crazy for the cameras. Like, I just couldn't get that out of my brain the entire time I was watching her. And I felt like she tried so hard to make it the point that she was the most fun and the most outgoing and the most go with the flow. And, oh, I'm going to disrespectfully drink in this hot tub where these people like obviously don't like alcohol. I thought that was
rude. That was so rude.
I thought that was rude.
Yeah, I'm gonna just, at like Zach's parents' house, it's like, and you obviously know.
Oh, and I'm gonna talk about how I'm getting my cookie redone. Oh, do you want to see my cookie on TV? Also,
I actually thought that part was so
I thought
funny,
it was
though.
Dumb. And then her planning the Chippendales, like her, like, I just don't think it's anything God would be mad about, really.
Yeah,
for a lot of people, that's
a big
no-no.
I actually
really
felt like she disrespected Jen a lot in that circumstance.
And I
like,
thought it was so rude. And
it was
I just felt like
would you ever put your friend in a situation where you know that it would cause issues? Regardless of what I think about Zach, if I were Jen's friend, I would never put her in a circumstance where it could cause issues in her marriage. Like, and that she would be uncomfortable in. Like, you just don't do that to your friends.
I just felt like she was so try hard.
Yeah.
And
her husband
in the beginning, I'm gonna try to not be mean. I literally felt like it was so try hard.
Okay, I roasted Whitney for like 20 minutes. So
watching her drove me crazy. Yeah. I couldn't stand it. And she was the one. Do you remember when we were first talking about this when this came out? And I was like, oh, like, I can't believe that, like, Jesse from JZ Styles would go on this show. Like, she has such a respectable career. Like, why would she do that to herself? No. She wants that life so bad. Give it to her.
She's giving, like, Real Housewives of Salt Lake vibes.
No, that's what she wants.
Like, she wants to be that level.
She's actually the most desperate to be that.
Yeah, she is.
So, you go, girl.
Yeah.
You go,
and it's really interesting. Girl. I wonder if, like, the rest of her story is going to come out in, like, later seasons. It seems like she wants it to.
But
because
then
did
you see on the show how she was like saying, who was it? One of the guys was like saying that she like cheated on her husband. And she's like, that's not true. Where did he get that? I feel like that's pretty common knowledge that she cheated on
her really?
Husband.
I didn't remember that part in the series.
Yeah. But it's like in maybe the last episode.
Oh, really?
But yeah. Anyway, I.
Interesting.
I had big feelings about her.
Yeah.
The whole time. Yeah. It just, it did. It felt the least authentic to me.
I'm guessing if she stays a part of this show at some point, they're going to do a paternity test on her son. Mm-hmm. They're going to make it. They're going to make it happen.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
You should have a long time ago.
Yeah, Jessie, like, I definitely thought she was, like, annoying and definitely, like, pick me. I just think my attention was so focused other places. My annoyance was so focused other places that I was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we've got Layla and Demi and Michaela.
Right.
Which I probably have, like, the least to say, honestly, about Layla and Michaela.
I'm going
to
say it right now. Yeah. I feel like the show would be the same without them.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
Like, also don't
without Layla
rude.
And Michaela.
Yes, but they just, especially, honestly, Michaela. And I know she's, like, one of, like, the original four or whatever.
Yeah, she's, like, original mom talk.
She's just not dramatic. She was very quiet. She was very kept to herself.
I think she was really hoping that her, like, story with her chronic illness would, like, be highlighted. Mm-hmm. And she, like, even went on her social media today and was like, I'm really sad they cut all of that because it's, like, been such a big part of my life. I'm like, yeah, I guess people just don't really, like, care to hear about that when they're, like, watching it for mom talk and for Taylor. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like, I just don't think it was, like, a priority this season. I felt really bad for her because she looked so unwell in a lot of the episodes. Like, I was like, the poor thing. I had known that she had, like, a chronic illness prior, though. So it wasn't, like, shocking to me, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, I mean, there just wasn't. There wasn't much. It was interesting to see her switch from, like, being kind of, like, against Taylor to, like, for Taylor.
Yeah.
From, like, the pilot and then later on in the season. But
yeah, there's just, like, not too much to say.
Yeah. And I feel kind of boring
about about Layla too. Like, Layla, if I have to say anything about her, I know she's young. She's 22, but she seems young.
Yeah.
To me. Like,
she
baby.
I'm like, how does she have two kids?
Seriously. I don't know.
At 22, it's crazy.
It's crazy. But
yeah.
I mean, yeah, good for her. She is in her single girl era, obviously. Yeah. They really played that up. And
yeah, they did.
Yeah. So she was cute girl. Whatever. They're both cute. They're just
whatever.
They're not the most dramatic, which honestly, good for them.
Good for them.
Okay. And then last but not least, we got to wrap it up. But we have Demi.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like Demi.
I do too.
I really like Demi.
Yeah, she's probably her and Macy are my favorites for sure.
Yeah.
No shock that I love the ones that, like, you know, just are more blunt and more like, let's get to the bottom of it all. I thought Demi, I think she's fun. I think she's fun to look at.
I could not stand watching her and her husband, though. It was giving Courtney and Travis, like,
really
making out in the hot tub. Are we kidding?
They're so obsessed with each other. I'm like, good for you guys.
Good for them, but can we not?
I mean, yeah, he has a wife that's, like, 20 years younger than him. Of course, he's gonna be all for her.
Well, he was hot too. Like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Cute, but
yeah,
it was giving Courtney and Travis.
Yeah,
I was
just
like, stop making out.
So all over each other.
Yeah. No, I really, really liked
her. What did you think about, like, her response to Whitney's gift to her?
Oh, I thought that was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
I thought that, like,
you thought it was dumb that she was so mad?
Yeah, I thought it was dumb that she was mad. I mean, she said that, like, she'd laid out the intentions of the party before, like, you know, no, like, stupid gifts, no jokes, like, whatever. But
yeah,
I did think it was kind of dumb. I was like, girl, take a joke. Like, whatever.
Like, it's not that big of a deal.
But I don't know. I mean, I just think I think all those girls have such a problem with Whitney. It was just like Whitney constantly poking the bear. You know what I mean? Like, she knows they all have a problem with her.
Yeah.
And she's just constantly like, yeah, let me just give you a little more.
She literally can't help but make every single thing about herself. Yeah. No, I like Demi, though. I mean, I like that she's a straight shooter. I think she'll definitely be on, like, all of the seasons because she definitely has proven herself to be dramatic enough. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I liked her. She's fun to watch.
Me too.
Good TV.
I will say she looks like a mixture of Jessie and someone else. Who is it? Like, she looks like sometimes I couldn't tell if I was, like, looking at her or, like, someone else.
Yeah, I could see, like, a few of the different girls in her. It's very true.
I know. It's kind of weird.
Especially because her skin tone and, like, hair tone is, like, similar to Jessie's and kind of Taylor's.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, yeah, there's just There's a lot to say about Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I really, really liked it.
I had fun did watching it. Too. I thought it was 10 out of 10 gold reality TV.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was fun to watch as someone who grew up in Utah County. And
yeah.
Like seeing all the places and who lives that they here. Go and, mm-hmm. you know, I've been to like all those places. Like it was right. fun. It was a fun watch. I am interested what other people's perspectives are who like, don't grow up around here and don't grow up in the LDS community and don't, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure that's a really, I'm sure it's just like a really different, interesting perspective.
Yeah,
to
totally.
Have.
I mean, they're the number one show on Hulu now.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting the fame they wanted, whether all of their marriages and friendships crash and burn, they're getting it. So good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely be watching a season two for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but is that all? Do you have any more notes?
No, I think that's all.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been a fun pop culture episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun.
Lots of thoughts, lots to say, lots going on.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod. And also go follow us on TikTok. We're at twoblondes1pod over there. Give us a rate and review on the podcast if you love us. That would help us out tremendously. And we love you guys. And we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.